Thank you so much, folks, for inviting us into your home.
Austin 316 says I just witnessed
and the millions watching around the world. Ladies and gentlemen,
let's get ready to rumble. Folks, this is what our business is all about.
Yo, it's crime time. No, it's not crime time.
It's not crime time. I wish it was.
What's happening, everybody?
It's your boy, Miggy.
And JP.
We are here.
Yep. Suplex Slam Cast, baby.
We're back in the crib.
Oh, yeah.
In
my crib.
In your crib.
Yep.
Let me say hi to your wife again each time I see her. Hi.
Hello.
She's not here.
But her
fat head is.
The fat head is. The big head.
That's the only way I can say hi to her.
Yeah. I still get emails from that website offering promotions. I was like, how many big heads do I need around this house? My head's big enough.
We're going to need one because we're going to actually need. It's going to be like two big heads suplex slam cast.
She almost brought that to SmackDown a couple weeks ago. That
she should have. She should have. Yeah, I would have been like, oh yeah, I know her.
She should.
Yeah. And you had great seats too. You know that would have been on TV. That would have been on TV.
Well, you and I have been on TV enough. So
I still every single
we're pretty much WWE superstars.
Now, I'm going to tell you right now. Every year, when Royal Rumble comes on,
you think
I always put on the 40 man Royal Rumble.
So and everybody out there,
and I see me and you.
2011 Royal Rumble, the one that had 40 guys in it. Go back, watch it, and right before there's two very handsome gentlemen holding up these signs that says 40 men, one winner.
Yep.
And that's us.
I think I was wearing the Nexus t-shirt that day.
I think we both were.
Yeah, we did that shit. Yeah, and
it
was funny. I think we both pretty much went to the concession stand to buy our t-shirts, and we just hurry up and put them on. That's what we did. Oh, I think we did that.
That's what my wife and I did at SmackDown. We didn't have any wrestling shirts, and that's what we did, you know?
But don't worry. There'll be some Suplex Slamcast gear coming out in the near future.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how near future, but...
We'll figure it out in the eventual future. We'll figure something out.
So we're going to do things a little differently today. We're going to hop right in to the Extreme Rules results, and then we'll backpedal a little bit and go into some current events, because there is a lot to go over from this week. But in my opinion, Extreme Rules, this was a show I was looking forward to. When I read the card, I was like, man, there's going to be some good matches. What's that word you always say?
Trash.
Trash!
Respect Joe Button. He's the one talking about that word. Trash.
The booking is good.
Yes.
But then the follow-through is not even remotely there. No. And I am not the type of wrestling fan that likes to hate on everything. Like, it's like you get the internet wrestling community... That can be pretty harsh,
exactly.
Right? Exactly. And I'm part of that community. I'm not going to hate on it. But let's be real. It's a harsh community, and it's hard to win them over. I'll see a match that I'm enjoying on Raw or SmackDown or whatever it is, and then people will be like, oh, that match was terrible because of this.
You're absolutely right, and I'm going to tell you something right now. The times have changed, because you got to remember, back in the 90s, we didn't have this big social media thing and pretty much stuff like that.
No, I have my AOL dial-up to them.
And pretty much like that. And all of a sudden now, you got to remember now that we went 360.
Mm-hmm.
Triple H is now running ship in WWE. Mr. McMahon was not...
He's got some good business
ideas. Mr. McMahon was
not
in Extreme Rules this Sunday.
Yeah.
He wasn't there. And I'm going to tell you something right now. Mr. McMahon is pretty much going to, pretty much put his tail behind his... back, and eventually he's going to keep it going to the sunlight, because eventually he's not going to want to do... He loves the business, but he's coming to the point that he just wants to relax.
Yeah.
And I don't blame him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because he has done so much, and if it wasn't for him, there wouldn't be no WWE the way it is right now. So, right now, with the card that I saw this past weekend, I was kind of excited because one of the matches that I thought that was going to be main event status became the main event.
Yeah, that was good.
That was actually good.
That was good.
But that thing is, like I told you before, right
first
now,
first time
Raw,
in like 18 years or something like that, that the Intercontinental
it's the first
title
time
was
in a long time
main that event of a pay-per-view.
The Intercontinental was in the main event, and also, like we were saying before, the Intercontinental title is more like the heavyweight championship belt because...
For Raw, at least,
because some idiot is not there right now.
Who?
Big for nothing. Idiot.
Yeah.
But it's like, I saw Extreme Rules, and I forgot, I'm going to totally be honest with you, is that ever since they did the chime change,
I did the same thing.
So I thought it was at 8 o'clock, yeah. And next thing you know, I'm like, wait a minute, they're fighting now?
I'm driving around Sunday night with my friends doing Pokemon Go.
And I was doing the other
podcast. I caught 5 shinies, for those of you fellow nerds out there. That was cool.
I gotta get back on my Pokemon game.
I get home, I want to say like 7:40, 7:45, and I was like, all right, I got to cook up some dinner real quick and turn this on. I turn it on thinking it's going to be the kickoff show and thinking I might have missed like the New Day Insanity or something like that. And I forget what match they were on. They were on like Carmella and Asuka or something. I was like, what the hell is going on? When did this start? I was thinking it started at 8. So I'm with you. So I ended up rewinding it. Thank goodness for the network.
Yeah,
but
you start from the beginning.
Yeah, and then I fast forwarded through, you know, certain things. But let's hop into the results. There's a few matches that I don't have any comments on, and then there's more some that I do, obviously. Sanity defeated New Day.
They
tables
did
match.
I didn't see, I thought it was New Day that beat them on the tables match.
No.
As you can see, I started at 8 o'clock. So,
New Day.
Or something like that.
I only watched the highlights of that match.
Okay.
And New Day had some really good spots. And it looked like they were going to win, but then they ended up putting one of the New Day through a table. And then Eric Young defeated Kofi on SmackDown.
I saw that. Eric Young. Are you sure? Yeah, you're right.
So whatever.
It's gonna be a rivalry for a little bit. Them two gonna rival for a little bit.
Yeah.
Because they're a 3-on-3 tag team, but they're all three of them. So
they'll carry that out till SummerSlam.
So that makes a lot of sense.
That's fine. Whatever.
I like it. I like it.
B Team defeated the Deleters of the World for the tag team titles. I don't know.
I wish they
drug it out a little longer before they captured the titles, because they're the B Team, and they came in, and they're impressive on their own, surprisingly, and I do like the way that they did that. But if they carried it out a little bit more, it could have been like that Rocky Balboa type of
finish. I'm going to cut you off when this is. My friend Bobby, he's a big wrestling fan.
Bobby.
So pretty much he said that, you know what would have been cool? If they would have actually did that angle when Miz was on Raw, and then from right there, they would have actually won the titles with the Miz. But now you got to turn it this way. Like, while the Miz was there, they could have been like, look what we did without you. You know what I mean? Or something like that.
Yeah.
But now it's like, that's exactly what it is. You know, it's like, we did this without you. I got to give it up to them. I pretty much like, I'm not a fan of the Raw side of the tag teams, so I really don't care for it at all.
Yeah.
It's like, as like I told everybody, and I'll tell you again, SmackDown is my show. I'm sorry, since SmackDown debuted it, I always been a big fan of SmackDown. I don't know why, but it's something about SmackDown. I always had a special place in my heart for it.
Yeah.
I really do. I love SmackDown, so... I've gone back and forth, especially
with the years that they've had the brand split before and then the second version that we're in now.
Yeah.
It really all depends on which guys go where and who you're enjoying at the time and things like that. But yeah, SmackDown, I'm thinking back at the other brand split, they had guys like Carlito, who I've talked about on here. But then he went over to Raw. MVP had gone back and forth, so...
Then the only thing is, what got me mad... At the time, when you're talking about real quick before we get back into Extreme Rules, like when John Cena was a hot commodity and SmackDown, they took him and brought him to Raw.
Yeah,
I wish they would.
But then SmackDown had a very interesting time after that, and I feel like I'm going to get off topic, but I feel like some other guys got some chances, and that was pretty cool. Yeah, we should maybe do a segment on the
both
first round of the draft. Yeah, that'll the brand split. You know what I mean?
But that's
because there's a lot of interesting things, and a lot of guys were given chances that I don't think. That's why I've always been a fan of the brand split since
since after the Alliance.
There's people hate on it, but there's too many.
You have to have a brand split.
You gotta have a brand split. And it creates those unique opportunities
for
like
everybody.
Survivor Series and stuff where they go head to head. And I know they did bragging rights for a while.
Yeah,
I
that
wish
wasn't
they kind of kept it as Survivor
Just
Series.
Just Survivor but, Series. But anyways.
Yeah, let's keep going. So B Team won. I'm fine with it. I like them.
I
just kind of wish they dragged it out a little bit longer, but whatever. Balor defeated Corbin the way it should be. That's fine. Good. Carmella defeated Asuka. I think we both said that this was going to happen.
And now who's getting that title shot? Becky Lynch is getting a title shot.
It looks like. Well, it looks like. I think she's facing Carmella next week. If she defeats Carmella, she gets a title shot at SummerSlam. Which is cool. I'm a big Becky Lynch fan. She's one of my favorite women wrestlers. But. What's going on with Asuka now? Has she gone the way of Charlotte? And Charlotte hasn't been on TV in a while.
No, Charlotte has an injury.
Yeah, I thought so.
She has an injury. That's why she hasn't been on TV. But now I'm seeing it, and I'm calling it right now. Mm-hmm. Look what they're going to do to Asuka. I know. They're just going to waste her talent down the drain. I'm ready to see it.
I think they're waiting for the opportunity. Because Carmella, whether you like her or not...
I'm a fan of Carmella.
I don't mind her. But she's not built up in the same way as, like, Asuka or Charlotte or somebody who's, like, a legitimate, tough contender. Every time she wins with the help of Ellsworth or some other third party.
I say Ellsworth because Ellsworth's been this day helping her out, you know what I mean? So that's how I look at it.
But, you know what I mean? Like, she's not... She can't do it on her own, is what they make it seem in the story. So, it's kind of like... Asuka needs to win the title from
a contender,
a legitimate contender like Becky
Lynch.
And so if Becky Lynch was to win the title at SummerSlam, and then maybe she goes till Survivor Series having successful title defenses, and she's already a good wrestler, but if they build her up to be that like kind of unbeatable last kicker, then maybe that leaves the door open for Asuka to get that shot against a legitimate contender, and that would be pretty cool. So we'll see. Kevin Owens defeated Braun Strowman.
I still have not seen that. That's what my friend told me what happened.
So, yeah,
I still have not seen it at all.
I actually think this was out of everything, and I ripped on the way that they wrote out the matches and everything for this, but I think this was perfectly written. Because Braun's still a monster, and it gave Kevin Owens the win. And it kind of potentially ends what they have going on. You know, I mean, we'll see. But he tosses him off a cage through a table. And his feet hit the floor first. As well as other parts of his body.
Okay. It kind of reminded me when, I don't even remember when Kane, Undertaker chokeslammed Shane McMahon from the top rope to the announcer's table in King of the Ring. I think it was King of the Ring 2000 or 2001.
Okay.
I forgot what King of the Ring was it, but Undertaker was the American Badass.
Mm-hmm.
And he chokeslams Shane from the top rope all the way down to the announcer's table. Mm-hmm. That was, when they told me that, I was like, this is almost the same thing.
Yeah. It was a pretty good fall. So I personally thought that that was the perfect way to do that match because it gives KO the win. But, like I said, he wasn't celebrating. Braun
was celebrating.
Braun beat his butt, you know? So, now I'm going to go from one of my favorite matches of the night to one of my least favorite matches, the Bludgeons defeating Team Hell No. I can't stand how they did this. It doesn't make any sense. The beginning of the night, they attack Team Hell No. They quote-unquote break Kane's ankle.
Okay.
And then it ends up being Daniel Bryan in a handicap match, pretty much. And then Kane comes out in a walking boot, and they end up losing the match. And it's just, and then Miz had his eulogy, and it's obvious that they're doing a Miz Daniel Bryan type of thing, which is
fine. We all knew that was going to come.
Which is fine, but it doesn't, maybe Kane wanted to do a quick little stint, but it, to me, booking-wise, that didn't make a whole lot of sense.
It did, but the thing is,
they got this huge pop for Team Hell No. Everybody's ready for another little run, whether it's like a couple months or what. It didn't have to be super long, but they advertised this big match
for nothing,
and they didn't deliver.
No, it didn't.
And you want to talk about another match that they didn't deliver on? Shinsuke and Hardy. And of course they had a little bit more of a match. Yeah, I agreed with you. I thought Shinsuke was going to
be WWE champion, give him that US title.
Yeah, and they had a pretty good match on SmackDown, and I want to get into that a little bit too. But 6 seconds it took on Extreme Rules, and I told you last week that I thought they were going to cut down some of these matches pretty short to make room for the Iron Man match.
Yeah.
When I was right. When I was imagining
did the same thing
I was Oscar, thinking I was thinking yeah, that was a pretty quick match too. But I was thinking like maybe Finn Balor and Corbin, maybe New Day and Sanity, the matches that are a little less advertised and people don't have as much stake in, you know? But it's like you got Shinsuke and Jeff Hardy, potential for a pretty good match. 6 seconds. This is, whatever.
That got me. I was like, whatever.
And then Orton came back.
Shout out to Randy
like,
Orton.
Oh, RKO. Here comes an RKO out of nowhere. No, he just stomps his stomach. He didn't even RKO Jeff Hardy.
I didn't see the ending of that.
Yeah.
So I didn't,
no,
I didn't
it know. Looked like he was gonna. Every time we've seen Orton do that, you're ready for boom, RKO.
I'm gonna say again, shout out to Randy Orton, because I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm a big fan of Randy Orton.
Me too.
I love him when he's heel. And I bet you my favorite Randy Orton had to be when he actually had that rivalry with Triple H and when he kissed Stephanie McMahon. That to me was the best
early,
Randy
early
Orton.
Randy
Orton. Oh my God. I'm sorry to say Randy Orton always has
Although he wasn't the best heel.
He
wasn't a heel in that rivalry, though.
Yeah, he was.
Wait, which one are you talking
about? I'm talking about,
when
he had Legacy.
Oh,
and then he
okay.
next, you
I'm
know,
sorry.
He handcuffed
I was
Stephanie
thinking,
McMahon. And
yeah.
then,
I was
no,
thinking
yeah, no,
it was...
Because Triple H and next, you know, kissed Stephanie McMahon. And
yeah, right. You're right. You're right. I'm sorry. I was misremembering. I was thinking it was when he left Evolution.
Evolution, yeah.
And Triple H was the heel then,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But, okay, yeah.
Randy Orton
yeah,
always
the Legacy in, days.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking. He was good.
He was real good.
When he was doing those punts.
Oh, man, that's what...
To
oh.
people's heads. Yeah. So, before we go into the next match, I do want to talk about Orton. It was kind of sick, like, in a bad way. Did you see what happened on SmackDown?
I saw what happened on SmackDown. He pulled his ear with that.
So, Jeff Hardy's got those big plugs.
It's a gauge.
The gauge. Yep, and they're big plug earrings. And, of course, like, his ear skin has really stretched out
it's
with
really
those, because that's what happens. and Orton sticks his finger
he's
through there and he's pulling his ear. I didn't see it when it was happening. I saw it this morning, the next morning. And I showed my wife. I was like, did you see this? Look what happened. She couldn't watch it. She looked away. It was
I was just kind of like, are you kidding me? I saw that last night when I was watching
brutal.
SmackDown, and I was like, dude, are you serious? I couldn't stop laughing because I have big ass earlobes. Excuse my language, but I have big earlobes. But to me, get someone like that,
and they're pretty sizable.
Yeah, and again, like you'll get extra.
I feel
long
like
that.
Mine aren't tiny, but
I'm sorry that. Oh, I knew that hurt.
Yeah.
It was enough as a kid when my mom used to pull my ear, but I'm just saying that right there, no.
That probably
that,
happened.
Oh, I don't think he can get his ears pierced anytime soon.
Yeah, oh, gosh. Terrible. Lashley defeated Roman Reigns. Good.
Thank God for that. But now we have to deal with Roman Reigns and Bobby Lashley rematch
yeah.
for next coming Raw. And I'm going to tell you right now. I really want Bobby Lashley to win this, but I think it's going to end up having to be a triple threat.
I think it's probably going to be a triple
threat. I think it's going to be a triple threat. You know what
Do
I mean?
Do you think that they would go the route of it being a triple threat, and whether it's Lashley or Roman Reigns that wins, they pin the other one and Lesnar's not even involved? Cause
that's what I'm saying. And that's what I'm thinking. I hope so. I hope that's the problem. Because right now, Paul Heyman even said the same thing. He goes,
"Yeah,
I want Brock Lesnar to have the Universal title and become the UFC heavyweight champion."
Yeah.
Yeah, that I don't want that. I don't want that because you're just having the title that's collecting dust and there's not, to me,
it doesn't mean anything, man.
You know what they should have brought back? And I would have been happy. The World Heavyweight title.
They still should.
They should. I think they should bring that title.
I would love, not that I would love this because I want it off of Lesnar, but if Lesnar kept it for a while and just stopped coming, if they decided they wouldn't recognize that title anymore, held a tournament for the World Heavyweight title,
that'd be awesome.
And then maybe he comes back and he's like, no, I'm still champion. I never lost. And then they have champion versus champion, and then they abolish
the universal title and keep the World Heavyweight.
Yeah, wouldn't that be cool?
I like that idea. That they would should
be
do
neat.
That would be neat.
More Iron Man championship.
No, that's stupid.
Because he's doing anything but Iron Man matches, I'll tell you that.
No, he ain't doing nothing about
fit.
That.
All right. Alexa defeated Nia Jax. This match was actually okay, but it was just chock full of interference all over the place.
To that, to be honest
It was an Extreme Rules match.
I went to a sub shop. It's called Jersey Mike's.
Jersey Mike's.
So all it's right, a new... you should try it out. So I was eating Jersey Mike's sub.
Is it nearby?
It's in Marlboro.
Oh,
yeah, but it's well worth it. You'll love it.
I've driven up.
Yo, trust me, it's well worth it. So I was eating my sandwich and not paying attention to that match. So as much as I didn't care about that match at all.
Well, it was okay. Extreme Rules really just meant we're going to have a ton of interference all over the place. Natalya, Ronda Rousey.
And that match was the only match that was extreme.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even extreme.
Right.
When they say extreme now, I'm going to tell you right now.
It means is no disqualification.
No disqualification, but I'm going to tell you something now. When they say it's going to be extreme, I have never seen so many kendo sticks in my life. Because that's like the most awkward weapon that they use when Extreme Rules.
They were using some chairs, too.
When is the next time you see a kendo stick? They usually use most of the Kendall sticks on the extreme matches all the time.
Yeah.
You ain't no Tommy Dreamer or Sandman.
Yeah.
So you should cut the stuff. Seriously.
All right. Moving along. So, actually, before we move along, Alexa Bliss is going to face Ronda Rousey at SummerSlam. I think we called that.
We called that. I've seen that happen.
So, I think...
You seen the way she runs? Who's Ronda that? Rousey? Yo, she was running last night on Raw. I think Monday night on the other night on Raw. Dude, you ever watch Terminator Part 2, Judgment Day? Sure. All of a sudden, you know how he runs like this?
Oh, and he's like very...
That's how Ronda Rousey was...
All right. I'll try to look up a clip and make that connection.
I couldn't stop laughing. I'm like, yo, run like a female. You're running like a straight dude. She was running like she was going to do run track.
Yeah,
I mean, like, no, stop. She's trying very hard. I give her credit, but the hype. I'm like not. I'm sorry to say, it's like the Ronda Rousey thing to me now. That fever has just been done, gone for me now.
Yeah,
it's like seriously, I'm not. I can't say I'm a little, fan of
it's
her.
A little stale.
Am, but now she's I'm just not... like. Wow, Ronda Rousey.
Whoopsie. She's not amazing on the mic.
Today at work, you know what I kept on saying? And I love Alexa Bliss. She said on her promo, "You're overhyped rookie." I was at work constantly saying that all day. I now get the saying.
What are you training somebody? And you're like, you're nothing but an overhyped rookie, Bob.
I really love that. I really love that she said that. And that was like, you know what? Shout out to Alexa Bliss. She actually did say that to her. And you know what? She's absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
She's absolutely right. Because seriously, there's a lot of females that are busting their tail feather in WWE right now.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, you're giving this girl a big push. There's multiple women out there that should be getting in line for a title shot.
I agree.
And the thing is that Ronda Rousey should, like she even said it, you should go back in the line and work some matches. Like, I'm going to tell you something now. I have not seen Ronda Rousey's full potential.
No, right? I haven't either.
And
that's WWE's fault.
And the thing is that they should at least make her be a regular superstar, even though she's Ronda Rousey. Mm-hmm. She has a household name. Yeah. And then from right there, work your butt off and then prove it to not just me and you, mm-hmm. but to the rest of the WWE universe, mm-hmm. so they know what's going on. Because yeah. eventually, like, she's doing her house shows, she's doing everything else. Mm-hmm. But, dude, I'm going to be honest with you.
Like, which I'm is good. She's like, already wrestled more I'm matches than right Brock Lesnar ever has.
Yeah, I know that. So, yeah, but when yeah. it comes down to it, come SummerSlam, I really hope Alexa Bliss wins. I really do. I really hope so.
I hope so, too.
I do not want to see Ronda Rousey win that title anytime. The only time I want to see Ronda Rousey win that title will probably be after maybe the Royal Rumble, and hopefully her and Charlotte Flair can go at it. You know,
that'd be cool.
You know, that's the only way
I think that whenever it does get to that point, it'll be her and Natalya. A heel turn from one of them, because they're BFFs course. Now.
Yeah.
And they could put on some good matches. Natalya's very good.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. And then, yeah, I remember she was trained by her uncle. You know what I mean?
Who's her uncle?
Oh, we met that guy.
Bret
Hart.
Bret Hart. Yeah. One of my favorite, all-time favorites. That was cool.
That was my dude, man.
So, couple more matches. AJ defeated Rusev.
We all knew that was going to happen.
We knew that was going to happen. Pretty good match. It wasn't.
I was like,
so it's one of those matches that
it was like,
if it's on, I'm like, oh, this is cool. It's not. It wasn't.
It was like
main event caliber.
It was like not main event caliber, and it's like you watch this still because you know sometimes the writing's on the wall. You never know mm-hmm. what's gonna happen. You yep. know. So yep. it was like one of those type of things. So yeah. I was like, oh, let me just watch it.
Yeah.
Then you turn on to SmackDown. Him and Andrade Cien Almas. They had a great match.
Yeah, that was.
That was good, man. Match. I was like. AJ Styles can put he can put over anybody, but Andreas, he's already a good superstar. I hope they really work him good.
Yeah.
Because I really see him outpatrons Alberto Del Rio status on this kid. I really do. Yeah. I really do.
Alberto Del Rio.
El Patron. You think he sucks?
I can't stand him.
I always liked
him. I'm not a fan. I never was a fan. When he won the Rumble that we were at,
I was disappointed. I was hoping Santino
was gonna win. Come on. All right.
Remember when we went on the train? That girl got them giving me that dirty look. We all said, "Alberto Del Rio."
Oh my gosh! We're on the train on the ride home from the 2011 Royal Rumble that we were talking about a little while ago, and Miggy's over here. So the train after a wrestling show. If you've ever gone to one in Boston, you know this. After any kind of show in Boston,
yes.
everybody on the train was at that show, yes. pretty much.
And they're
you've got one business guy who was working late, and he hates everybody on the train. But no. you've got everybody else wearing wrestling shirts and everything like that, and Miggy's just standing, Alberto Del Rio!
That night, I really don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
And you get the same looking at me like, shut up!
I was just done. Oh. That was
I've never
rough.
Seen you so mad in my life because you was just like, God, shut up. But anyways.
It's like when you go on your rants about your Yankees. Oh my yes. gosh. All right, moving right along.
Yes.
Dolph Ziggler defeated Seth Rollins in the main event, Intercontinental title, 30-minute.
Who won Iron that match. Match again?
Dolph Ziggler. Nikki!
Oh,
from the Spirit Squad.
That guy, yeah.
Dolph Ziggler.
I thought Drew McIntyre won.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much.
I thought that's what yeah. happened, you know, yeah. because I saw a big dude mm-hmm. in there headbutting people.
Yeah.
That's my dude.
No, I like Drew McIntyre a lot. I was psyched when he came out at the beginning of Raw and threw his name in the hat.
Yeah.
But, of course, we get Roman Reigns and Bobby Lashley number two.
Oh, come my God. On. Okay, ugh. Let's see him. Okay. We're gonna get into current events right now, right? That gets
okay. Yeah.
Yeah, let's get into
all current right. events. Are we done with all this?
Yeah,
then?
So obviously,
no, all right.
Oh,
extreme
rules. Wait. I got something before we end this segment.
Yeah.
I want to do something with you. Every single time we watch a pay per view and we talk about the results,
mm-hmm.
I want us to pretty much grade the pay per views from now on.
Okay.
So
I want to ask you right now. So
what do you
how
give
do you
it?
Wanna what I'll, structure of grading I'll, do you wanna use? You wanna
like,
use
like school
grading
school
like
grading.
A through F?
A through F.
F being fantastic, A being absolutely trash? Or the other way around?
when I used to get F's, I thought they were fantastic until my mom whooped my butt. So, yeah. So,
all right. Traditional grading system, A is good, F is bad. You want me to go first or you want to go first?
That's why I asked you first, handsome.
Okay. Thanks, darling. All right. I'm going to give it. Now, I went in with high expectations. I was thinking solid B+ going in, right?
Okay.
I'm going to say it was not the worst pay-per-view in the world, but it was like a D+.
Okay.
Simply D+ only because Brock Lesnar wasn't on. It would have been a D otherwise.
I'm going to tell you right now.
All right.
Me personally, until WWE steps the game up on these pay-per-views, I give it a D-.
D-. Okay, so we're...
We're both...
It definitely isn't an F. I've seen worse.
Yes.
But...
And as long... It was pretty much bad. I started knowing these pay-per-views. So
this was... WWE brings us home to its mom. And this was... This was not going on the fridge.
No.
This was...
No.
When your father gets home, we're going to have to talk about this. That's what this was. Okay? All right.
You know what? Funny. I never had a dad. All I knew is I'm going to go upstairs in my room. And when I'm like, damn, I got to wait till my mom gets home. It's over. Let me see the report card. Okay. You're not going outside. You're taking away everything. Man. And then there was a beating. So, yeah.
There you go.
So, yeah. That's how bad this was.
It was a bad one.
Beating from a mama.
And I'm... Whatever. All right. Wrapping it up and moving right along.
Thank God.
And I feel like we should be like, welcome to the Slamcast, but we've already been here, so now we're going into current events after we got that terrible report card out of the way.
Thank God. Let's see if SummerSlam can deliver. I highly doubt it.
Yeah, we'll see.
Let me see. Let me look at my...
We don't have the card yet.
Where's Stone Cold? We'll let me look to my watch. What?
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 I don't think it's going to deliver.
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
No, not at all.
All right. Current events. I know that there's a bunch of stuff going on right now. So, number one, I think we should mention, this one's kind of big, Hulk Hogan. Is back in the WWE Hall of Fame after being suspended for, I think it was three years.
Yep. For using the,
Using some questionable language.
I'm going to get in on him on my podcast this weekend with my two core.
Anything and everything. Tune in if you want to hear a little bit more on that.
Yeah, so, but
I want to keep it PG here. I hate racism. I think it's stupid. I think that this is 2018.
Dude.
And
I never met somebody like yourself besides my friend Mike. That's been very blunt and very upfront and has no tolerance for stupidity and eventually when it comes to stuff like that. I don't either. And especially, like, me and you, I'm Puerto Rican and you're white. You know, you're Caucasian.
I'm very white.
So pretty much, like, and the thing about you, and I always loved and I respect about you, you get along with everybody. And at the same time, too.
Unless you give me a reason not to like you.
You're not going to say that. You're not going to say bad things. Now, you're not going to stop talking to that person, right?
If a person walks in the room and is a complete jerk.
Of course.
Then I might not get along with them and I might say something to them.
Of course.
But that doesn't matter if they're black or if they're white.
Orange, green, or purple.
Asian or purple. If you're purple, I would kind of be like...
Are you Barney?
Huh. Weird. But, And that goes for everything. If you're straight, if you're gay, I don't care.
I don't care either.
If you're a cool person, you're a cool person.
I'm going to tell you something.
I think those things are all important, and they make you who you are. Like, I care that you're Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
But... It doesn't, like...
I'm going to tell
you. Doesn't affect my view on
you. I've been itching about this, but I'm going to go in on my podcast, but I'm going to go in a little bit on the situation with you here. Being, my ancestors, they are African-American. You know what I mean? A lot of Hispanics do not understand that, but eventually...
Let me just show you real quick. Since we're talking about ancestry, my wife got me this for our anniversary. She did this a while ago. It's one of those 23andMe kits.
Yeah.
I still haven't done it, because you have to do it, like... You have to fill up this whole thing of spit, pretty much. And you have to have not eaten for so many hours.
Yeah.
Every time I think about it, I'm wolfing down a pizza or something like that. So I haven't done it yet, but I'll find out. I'll probably have some.
Yeah, you probably will. Tell people you always have something, but when I want to get back on this situation with this guy, pretty much as a kid, we were all Hulkamania fans, you know what I mean?
Sure.
And then all of a sudden, like, years later down the road, you know, he's been interviewed and he's been around multiple famous celebrities that are African-American, you know what I mean? Like, Dennis Rodman was a good close friend to him. Yeah, Shaquille O'Neal was a close friend to him. Mr. T, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, it's like when you hear what he said, all of a sudden, like, WWE had no tolerance for that. Yeah. But then, all of a sudden, in order to get back into the status, I think it's kind of messed up that in order to come back, you have to do such and such things and go to boys and girls clubs and talk about your mistakes and stuff like that. I'm going to tell you right now, be honest with you, Keisha never, even though it was, I seen the sex tape. You know what I mean?
My wife was telling me.
I mean, I saw it.
I haven't watched that. I saw it. That's not one of Hogan's highlights that I want to watch.
It was not really a tape. All right. And at the same time, I know we're trying to keep it PG here on the podcast, but I'm going to tell you right now, whoever leaked it, he should have just kept it to themselves. But eventually, from right there, it didn't keep, it pretty much got sent out. And then, of course, you're in a multi-million dollar business, a billionaire business. All of a sudden, your names, most of the archives, mostly all the video library is with this guy's image on it. You know what I mean?
So pretty like much, him or don't like him, and exactly, I personally have never liked him.
So
he's the face of
that, you know what I mean?
A lot of wrestling. Stuff. Yeah.
So for me to actually see him come back, I'm going to tell you, you want an honest opinion on this situation?
Yes, I want an honest opinion.
I don't want him back.
You don't want him back?
I don't want him back. To be honest with you, I don't want... I'm going to tell you right now. Yeah. And the thing is, and I feel bad for all those people, even though he says his sorries and apologies, Kofi Kingston made a big, big letter on Twitter. I read it before I came over here.
Yeah.
And you know what? At the end of the letter, he said, you know what? At the end of the day, whatever was said and whatever was done, some of those words, we're going to still perform and give the fans a good show at the end of the night.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel bad because you got mostly all the wrestlers that are African-American in there. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Now for a vision and pretty much a rumor that's going on. Rumor has it that Bobby Lashley will win the Universal title at SummerSlam, and then Hulk Hogan will go Don't out there me. And raise his hand.
That's so
That weird. Is so... That is...
That's forcing it.
That is forcing it, and so, at the same time, too, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to be pissed off.
Yeah.
If that happens, I'm going to be really angry about it.
I think I'd probably turn off the TV.
I'm going to be upset because, you know what? Just because... In order for you to go ahead out of your out of the ordinary, and I don't know how you are behind closed doors, but just for you saying that once, twice, whatever, you're still gonna say it behind closed doors, no matter what. To me, you're gonna still say it. You know what I mean?
I don't want to assume anything. Maybe he changed. I doubt it. But I will. Let me be the devil's advocate here and. I don't think you would expect this from me, but I'll say I don't mind as much that he's back. I have never liked the guy, honestly. I remember being a very young child and asking my dad what was so good about a leg drop. You know? I still try
to listen to you when you say that, and I've been like, you're lying, but
I'm serious, man. I remember playing with my action figures, and I was doing a match with Hogan, and I was like, what's his finishing move again? Oh, yeah, it's a leg drop. And so I'm doing a leg, and I was like, that's dumb.
I'll be honest with you, I was a big Hulkamania fan as a kid. I admit it.
But
then I grew out of
it. I liked his song a lot more than I liked him. His song's catchy.
But I grew up out of it, but actually when he turned heel was the Hollywood Hogan.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I really liked Hogan. I liked him.
I liked the NWO version. You know what I mean? And he did look cool with all of his gear.
But him to get back to WWE.
But you know what I want to say about it, though, is, and this is the reason why I don't, why I'm not as upset as I thought I would be. There are other much more racist people within the WWE world, universe, whatever you want to call it, that haven't had this type of thing, and it's because they're not as big of a name. Look at Michael Hayes.
That's what I was going to get to right now. Michael Hayes, that's why Bobby Lashley left the first time.
Yeah, I can't stand Michael Hayes.
I can't stand him
but
either.
But he's still right in
he's
there
still
with
right
him.
In
he's
there.
On
I'm like, seriously,
the network all the time.
And I don't know how is that. I'm sorry to say, so, if I own a business, if I own a business, right now, if I own a business, okay, and next thing you know, I dropped that word, or not mean, I'm not saying, like, me personally, not me, I'm saying, like, if we own the business or whatever, or if I'm a worker next, you know, and I use it, and I'm like either gonna get, I'm gonna get upset, or eventually I'm gonna feel some type of way, or pretty much leave. I already knew a couple people that actually were working at a good job, and they left the company because they were saying racial slurs. You know what I mean? And
Papa John's Pizza, the guy,
I already talked about that in my podcast. You know what I mean?
It's ridiculous. It's stupid. There's no reason for it.
What's next? Our president going to say that word? I bet you he's saying it all the time inside the White House, and I believe it.
Yeah.
I believe it. So I told one of my co-hosts, I'm like, you know what? He's dropping the N-word like bombs inside the White House. I know
Don't get me started on him. I don't want to alienate any fans. I would go off.
Anyways.
Let's move on. So Hogan's back in the Hall of Fame. One kind of transition I want
to
take.
That doesn't mean nothing to me because he's still always been off. And all he just did was just take out his name for a little bit.
You know,
and then I was like a collectible doll. Like,
so,
all right, you're back.
So speaking of collectibles, you know what I mean? They actually canceled some upcoming Hogan action figures that they had. There was a Hollywood Hogan figure slated to come out. And ever since the announcement, it's been trending and people have been tagging Mattel in the prototype pictures of it, saying that they want it to come out. And I mean, thoughts and everything aside, it was a good looking figure. I don't know if I would buy it. But
I'm gonna tell you something right now. You know what? Sometimes
you know
business.
What for the
it's
yeah
business.
You know,
it's a business.
He's gonna sell. As long as he's not on the screen, like that Lashley thing would piss me off.
I'm telling you, I heard about that.
You know what I mean? So. Whatever.
I want to tell you something right now. You have a nice coffee table over here that we like. We do our podcast.
Yeah.
I do not want to come here the next day or that week, and this is destroyed. Okay.
I'm doing my best.
Okay, relax.
It is a little rickety, but
relax.
I'll do my best. Speaking of action figures, I just want to do a quick shout out. This is semi wrestling related, a little bit off.
Of course.
San Diego Comic Con starting. Right now, pretty much. So I'm excited, and maybe I can get into this a little bit, and I'll do like a little segment next week and go over stuff that Mattel shows next week. Because they always show a
huge
showing
selection
of all the new action figures.
A collection of
it. Oh yeah, man. He always. I follow him on Instagram. I'm a fan of him, but also
I
because
too.
I love seeing his collection. He's got
he has
so
a
much
nice
rare
collection.
Stuff.
He
it's really,
I
really
love his
cool.
Collection too.
He has unreleased things from so long ago. It's awesome.
But you know what? He gets first dibs on everything. Right. So, yeah, lucky guy.
Yeah. So, anyways, I just wanted to plug that. If you're listening and you don't normally follow that stuff and you think it might be interesting, just Google some San Diego Comic-Con coverage and things like that.
I always
of course,
like to find out what's going on.
Yeah, of course, you got like new trailers that come out and everything, but another side that some people may not know is how many collectibles and things are shown.
Yeah.
So you'll have things like, you know, I'm a very widespread nerd. Like, they'll have new Star Wars stuff, Power Rangers stuff, X-Men, Marvel, whatever it is. But they do have a huge WWE selection, and I love waiting for those pictures to come online.
I've seen a couple of figures. I've seen a nice Sasha Banks one last year. It was actually pretty cool.
Yeah. She's had some good ones. All right, so more in the line of wrestling. Do you want to bring this one up? I know this was a big one. You sent me the link to this
when
it came out.
Oh, man, this way, I actually...
And I've got some statistics that I can sprinkle in.
New Japan and ROH, pretty much, outdone WWE and got a spot on Madison Square Garden. That is epic. That is huge.
Yep.
WCW, I don't think, was in Madison Square Garden at all.
They weren't, and so let me, and I'm going to let you continue, but I'm just going to say this. This is the first non-WWE show.
First WWE non-WWE show.
Since 1960.
Oh, my God.
And 1960 is going back to Madison Square Garden before it was in the place that it's in now. It was in a slightly different spot, I guess. I just learned this when I was looking up these stats. But it's a long time, man. Long time that WWE has kind of staked their flag into this epic, historic arena. And I know we've always talked about wanting to go to a show at the Garden.
Yeah, of course.
That would be cool. But yeah. So, New Japan and ROH. Do you want to talk a little bit more about...
I'm actually kind of excited.
Yeah,
and
I
the
am
thing
too.
Is,
I want to go.
I really want to go because the thing is, I really love the independent scene a lot. And I wouldn't mind... And I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think that match is happening. That's happening through... I think it's happening on WrestleMania weekend.
So that's the other thing I got going here.
So yeah,
I made a note.
That's actually huge.
So New Japan and ROH will be at Madison Square Garden on April 6th, 2019.
That's on a
Saturday,
right? And guess what? And then
WrestleMania 35 is April 7th.
But guess
the
what?
The next day at MetLife Stadium. So,
NXT TakeOver is the night before, too, as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, I don't know if they'll have an NXT TakeOver or if they'll do the Hall of Fame. I don't know.
No, Hall of Fame has now been done on Fridays.
Oh,
NXT is now on Saturdays.
I can't keep up.
NXT, you know, right there, the big pay-per-view is on Sunday. So, yeah.
So, but either way, regardless of what's when, WrestleMania has always been a week-long thing. They've got access. They've got... The shows leading up to it, Raw and SmackDown, are always, like, big
shows. No, but I'm telling you something right now. What
so,
doing...
any type of wrestling thing scheduled specifically during that time, it's a bold move, and they're doing it specifically to try to...
I understand, be competitive, but I'm going to tell you something right now. Every single time WrestleMania season comes along... All these independent shows, different podcasts, wrestling podcasts, everybody's involved. It's like a big thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, All In is going to do the same thing as September, you know what I mean?
Yep.
But now, this is huge for the independent, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is huge for anybody that's independent. I bet you anything, there's going to be more ticket sales for that show than they'll have for NXT TakeOver.
Probably for
I'm thinking, if I'm not mistaken, because you know what? This is going to be nuts.
It's a toss-up because NXT could have a ton of sales only because it's WrestleMania weekend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? People who are traveling out to New York to go to WrestleMania are going to want to do that. Like, if you're living in California or something like that, we're not too far from New York, so it might not apply to us as much. But if you're living in California and you're going to New York... for a week and doing everything revolving around WrestleMania, you're not, if you're like a dad and a son or mom and a son or daughter or whoever it is, and you're not following independent stuff, because a lot of the younger fans aren't, they're going to not go to this one. They're probably going to go to NXT. So WWE's got that kind of like built in, almost guaranteed ticket sales.
Yeah, you got the young kids, but then you got the guys like me and you that are wrestling nerds.
And I'm not thinking about going to WrestleMania. I'm thinking about maybe going to this.
Yeah.
This is going to be huge. And I've never been to the Garden, so I would take it.
I'll be honest
there. And it'd be cool to see all the WrestleMania stuff going on, and you don't have to have tickets to be able to kind of be a part of it and go by the stadium and all that.
I want to go out there. I want to go to WrestleMania. I have to go to WrestleMania. I've never been to
WrestleMania. I've never been to one either.
So we need to try. I'm calling it right now. We should try and make plans to go. I would love to go
to
WrestleMania.
We'll see.
But the thing
they're expensive, and you can't see anything.
I know.
Unless you're going to win some good tickets.
It's like, I'd rather just go for just the hype and the festivities and stuff like that because it's a week-long thing. And my friend actually told me that it's well worth it. If you're a wrestling fan, it's well worth it.
Oh, I'm sure we would have a blast.
You know what I mean? But to go to WrestleMania and then go to this show, I'd rather do those two instead.
Yeah, that would
screw
be
the Hall of Fame. Screw NXT TakeOver.
I think the Hall of Fame would actually be cool, but I would choose this over NXT.
Oh, yeah, of course. Sure. Of course.
So here's one more stat, because I got thinking when I was looking all this stuff up. Do you think WrestleMania will ever be held at a Madison Square Garden again?
I don't think so, because right now Mr. McMahon and Triple H always want to do big events, and if you can see like what's going on right now, they're doing these biggest Royal Rumble that was in Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. Now they're going to do like the biggest something in Australia. And rumor has it,
this is why Boston will probably never see another WrestleMania.
No, and the thing is, they're also saying the same thing that they're going to call, they're going to have another, it's going to be somewhere, I think in the UK or something, I don't know where exactly, but it's going to be called WrestleMania something.
I heard something
in those lines.
So here's a couple numbers. Madison Square Garden holds 20,789 people. That's its capacity, which is a lot of people, obviously. MetLife Stadium, it's more famous for the history and everything. Because I've actually heard, I've never been there, and people can.
You know they have a fucking basketball team,
but so I've always heard that Madison Square Garden's kind of a really. It is physical arena. But just to compare,
the same thing too.
So let's round up 21,000 people. All right, MetLife Stadium holds 82,500 people. So round up 83,000. 21 doesn't even compare. And you're looking at ticket prices and ticket sales. This pretty much confirms. I don't think the WWE will ever do a WrestleMania at Madison Square Garden again. And that's kind of sad to say, because they've
got. I knew after WrestleMania really 21, was it? That was 20, I think. No, WrestleMania 21. I'm not talking about WrestleMania. WrestleMania 20 was at, you know, Madison Square Garden. Mm-hmm. But I'm talking about the WrestleMania 21. They go Hollywood.
Okay. I thought
after
you were,
that.
Yeah.
There was no more. Yeah. Because
they really ramped it up.
To big stadiums, big thing. You know what I mean? And then before that, they actually, WrestleMania 19 and 18, they actually was in the Sky Dome. Was the one, 18 was in the Sky Dome, Toronto Sky Dome.
Yeah.
And then 19 was at the Seattle Mariners, Safeco Field, was it, if I'm not mistaken? I think it was Safeco.
Might have been 19.
Yeah, I was thinking Safeco Field.
I think it might have been.
Seattle, I think it was. Yeah. Seattle. And all of a sudden, you got, now they're playing and they're doing everything else, like, in big stadiums. I'm going to tell you right now, if they're doing a big stadium, and if they're ever going to come back to Mass, it's a toss-up if they did in New England, in the Patriots Stadium, because I'm going to tell you right now.
Gillette, yeah,
because it's snow.
But
and the
honestly,
is,
though, MetLife, is MetLife a dome?
MetLife is not a dome. It's an open. I was there.
It's open, so it's not that far away. April here or there could be snow.
So but you're going to remember that when they actually did the first one in MetLife Stadium, when it was Rock versus Cena, that main event.
I remember that.
The people that were there, I heard rumors and people were telling me that it was cold.
Yeah, I
believe it. And
it
was freezing.
Yeah.
And then it was people actually, like, you know, getting warm and stuff like that. Listen here. I'm a chicken turd when it comes to stuff like this. When it comes to cold, all right.
Yeah.
My body does not do well with cold. I need to be warm.
Yeah, it's like 80 degrees out.
Yeah,
he's got three sweatshirts and jeans on right now. It's kind of crazy. That's
tank top. Sorry, guys, tank top.
Yeah.
Tank top season.
So, current events, like obviously that's a big thing, and anything else that comes out on that, we'll be reporting on it until then.
Of course. I'm just going to stay tuned to the statistics and stuff like that and see what's going to happen, you know what I mean? Because
And also, before we get off of that too, I was reading that, so they're going to be the first non-WWE show tentatively, but I guess AAA Wrestling is trying to book a show sometime between now and then. So they could end up being the first show. But we'll see if that happens.
See what's going on. The WWE just lost its. Now
it's not that WWE can't do a show at MSG anymore.
I don't understand, but they did. The thing is, they just did a.
They had a stronghold on the thing.
They had a house show recently when Undertaker came. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So now you're looking at it this way, like, all right, we're doing this, and I think like WWE just gave up, like pretty much like pass the torch. Like, now you guys take it. Yeah, something like yeah, that.
I don't think they wanted to do that. But
yeah. As now you can see, now they're like, oh, wow, now we just lost the battle to these guys. Now we really need to step our plate up. Let's step up to the plate.
Yeah. All right. Anything else for current events?
Well, I got to say, former Teen Mom and also adult star, I'll get on her on my podcast this weekend. Fabra Abraham is now going to get trained in NXT to become a WWE superstar.
MTV, 16 and pregnant. Teen Mom, Farrah.
Abraham?
Farrah. I didn't know her last name until you said it. So she's training now? Is that what it is?
She's going to be trained to be a
wrestler. Oh, gosh. Good Lord.
That's exactly what I said. I was like, you know,
the women's division has come so far, and maybe she'll end up being a great wrestler. I kind of doubt it. She's kind of a, from what I've, and I know people are portrayed certain ways on TV, but from what I've seen, and my wife watches this stuff all the time, and sometimes I get hooked on it, I'm not going to lie, but from what I've seen, she is not a great person.
No, she's not.
And I...
She's going to get this stuffing kicked out of her, that's all I know.
Yeah, oh boy. All right, all right, current events. I think that sums it up.
Like I said, I'm gonna at the end of the podcast. I'm gonna tell you right now that I'm gonna get into that this weekend with that situation. So yeah.
All right. Perfect. All right. So it's about time to wrap it up, but I want to have a little conversation first, and I'm gonna. Did you watch Table with Three with JBL, Bruce Pritchard, and Eric Bischoff yet?
No, not yet.
Not yet? All right, I got...
I pretty much look at that stuff, and I'm like,
Yeah, I was watching it a couple nights ago. How about Table of Three,
like, two legends or whatever, and a fan?
That'd be cool.
That'd be cool, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, anyways, JBL... brought up an interesting point. So I'm going to go off of that. It's not the stock market.
Oh, I thought it was a stock market. No. That's why I said that.
if any of the listeners have watched this, you'll probably know where I'm going pretty quick. But I'm glad that you haven't watched this because I want to ask you something.
No, I didn't watch it. All right.
That's okay.
That's a bathroom break to me.
Oh,
or
hey,
it's actually the TV's watching me because I'm going to sleep. That's how I think about that.
I
did kind of
fall asleep while I was
watching. I would have too.
This is boring. I'm gonna list off some wrestlers here. I got a list here, and
is this what they did over there?
No.
I'm taking something else.
All
right, good.
I want you to tell me what you think. Like, so the list of wrestlers I'm gonna give you is your roster, right? For your show, for Miggy Time Wrestling. Tell me how stacked you think this show would be.
Okay.
All right.
So that means that next week I have to do the same thing for you.
If you want to, yeah.
No, it's not that I want to.
I have a bottom line that we're gonna do here, too. So,
okay, so that was a script on me, so now next week I have to do it. All
right. Just hear me out. All right. Bret Hart, Owen Hart, British Bulldog, Shawn Michaels, Ultimate Warrior, Undertaker, The Outsiders, Kevin Nash and Scott Hall, Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Rock, Vader, Psycho Sid, Triple H, The Outlaws, and X-Pac, Bam Bam Bigelow, Yokozuna, and then you fill out the rest of the roster with, you know, the mid-level guys and stuff like that. How does that roster sound to you?
To be honest with you, it kind of sounds like the middle of the golden era. I mean, not the golden. I mean, Mr. McMahon.
I think you know where I'm gonna go with this, but we'll see.
It's like pretty much like I gotta say. It's like when they had the Hulk Hogan era, and they had the was it the new era? I forgot. Not the Attitude Era, because we know that
the Next Generation.
The Next Generation. That's how it kind of sounds like. You know what I mean? Before it gets into the Attitude Era. You know what I mean?
So, all those guys on one roster at one time, you think it would be good?
God, to be honest with you, that's like a lot of talent and all that. It's like, the way I'm looking at it is like, how will they use them? You know what I mean?
No,
like,
I know, but that part aside, you got all those big names.
God.
And I forgot Kane. Kane, I'm gonna be honest with you. Throw Kane
in
there, too.
It's good, but I'm going to tell you right now is that I'm going to tell you this. There's too many Eagles. It's too many Eagles in that roster. Too many Eagles, and at the same time, too, is that
so
there's going to be like a lot of
competition. So let's say this. Let's say this. This is a lineup for a video game.
Okay.
How do you feel about that roster now?
That's fine. In a video game, that's fine. Yeah, but in real life, so, no, not at all.
What I'm getting at here is that not an amazing roster? Looking at talent-wise, looking at...
They'll put on some great matches, yeah, of course, you know right? what I mean?
So this is the roster for at least a portion of 1995 in the WWF. Now, these guys weren't wrestling as the same... Like, it wasn't Stone Cold Steve Austin, it wasn't The Rock, it wasn't Triple H, quote-unquote, it wasn't the Outlaws or X-Pac, all that stuff. But all these guys were under contract in the WWF at that time.
Of course.
1995. JBL brought it up, and he laid out the claim that it was the greatest roster of all time throughout wrestling. The greatest single, at one point, roster. And I'm having a hard time disagreeing with him, but if you look it up online, there are many articles and things that are talking about how 1995 was the worst year, period.
Yeah.
Now, it's coming off 94, which is my personal favorite year.
I think wrestling. 93, 94, and 95 to me was good until we got... Of course,
so 95 kicked off with a short Royal Rumble, and they had Bulldog and Shawn.
That was really good.
Go bell to bell. But it was like 30 seconds between participants. It was like a half-hour Rumble. It was really, really quick.
Yeah, it was.
And
just because Shawn can... pretty much say that he was there for an hour.
Yeah, you know, and it that whole year was like a booking nightmare. It's kind of like Extreme Rules in a sense. Like, you got a good lineup, but it doesn't perform. So I thought that was very interesting when JBL brought that up. You got this huge roster, and you've got, like, let's just take a few. Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels, Undertaker, Austin, Rock, Kane, Triple H. And then you've got, like, Nash, Hall, Ultimate Warrior. These guys are all Hall of Fame guys.
Yeah.
And it's amazing that they'd all be on the same roster at the same time. But it's just a poor execution.
It actually didn't
do, so I don't have a whole lot to go into with that, but I just wanted to... I wanted to throw that out there because I thought it was a very interesting point, and it was something that I had never thought of before.
That's a big, until, big names.
Yeah, there's a lot of big names.
But you got to think about it, too.
But then you've also got Rad Radford.
You've
got Barry Horowitz.
I'm going to tell you something now. These are big names, but some of these wrestlers that are now big weren't big back then.
Exactly, yeah.
You know what I mean?
And that's what Eric Bischoff countered with.
You know what
because
I mean?
Because you had Stone Cold Steve Austin and
we did
Rock,
not know that he was going to be the... We did not know The Rock was going
to
be The Rock.
Triple H was Hunter Hearst Helmsley, and he was coming down to Beethoven, I think, or something.
Someone like that, like with the snobby...
And I think that Diesel and Razor Ramon were big, and they were main eventers, and that was my favorite time of them.
Of course!
I liked them better than in the NWO.
I liked it
But Nash and Hall ended up being the bigger names in the end.
Of course!
You know? So, and Ultimate Warrior was good, but he wasn't used in the right way.
No, he was not.
He
was only good in the early 90s, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And, the Outlaws weren't the Outlaws yet. Yeah,
no,
the
they
Brody,
weren't. The Roadie and Billy Gunn was probably
Billy
still
Gunn
that
was still the smoking gun
still. Smoking gun
still. Maybe he was getting into his rockabilly gimmick at that point. But.
I think what happened was that his partner got injured, and next thing you know, he was on the sidelines like, "Hey, what you gonna do with me?"
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then
that's
when
they paired
him
up with Honky Tonk
Man, and then just started doing that afterwards. You know what I mean? Because that's you can say that was middle 95 before mm-hmm. it went to 96 when they actually had the debut of the Outlaws.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yep. Because they both were like, you got to remember, if you take the Outlaws and you compare them to the New Day, I'm going to tell you, you're going to be like, why you say that? I'm going to tell you this. Remember when the New Day started? Before they started, they were a heel tag team. And Xavier Woods made that strong promo. All right? Road Dogg did the same thing, too. He said something to Honky Tonk Man, and pretty much him and Billy Gunn ended up being that greatest tag team of all time.
And they're,
you know what I mean?
One of my favorite.
No, they're all hand towels is going to be my favorite. So,
they might be my all-time favorite. I can't fully separate myself from Legion of Doom.
I love them too, but I'll be honest with you. I gotta
New Age Outlaws and Legion of Doom are definitely my two favorite tag teams of all time. I think the Outlaws might be a little bit above Legion of Doom.
Of course.
Because I think the promos and everything was...
It was just like, they were just too good, but the thing is, like, this roster is good and phenomenal, but you gotta be
On paper. Right, like, literally, in front of you, you're looking at this, I wrote them all out. But half of
these wrestlers...
You I'm going to add Kane right on there right now.
Yeah, I remember, too.
And he was Isaac Yankum at the time, so it's like...
I say right now,
he wasn't Kane.
The roster, but at the time, they weren't booking them right, and at the same time, you didn't see those guys' full potential until later on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I agree with that completely, but I just think it's an interesting thing to bring up and to see that in potentially the worst year of wrestling...
How many names you had then?
So... I think we've got 20.
20 names.
Or so. Yeah.
Well, guess what? This is going to be a game come next week.
18 names, sorry.
All right. I'm going to pick the same amount of people that you have here.
So, 18.
18.
18.
I'm going to cut it short. I'm going to randomly write, by the end of the podcast, just for you.
All right.
I'm going to randomly pick wrestlers.
The Joey Federation.
And I'm going to pretty much pick them. But we're not going to do this. You're going to tell me one thing that you can say good or bad about that person.
Oh, all right.
You know what I mean? Like, pretty much, for example, like, when the first person that comes on in your head, what's the first thing you think about them? You know what I mean?
Sure,
exactly what I'm going to do with you.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I want to see how your trivia skills are, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, I was just telling you, I go to trivia. All right, so...
Let me know when they have bingo so I can steal the old lady's money.
Oh, bingo, that's my wife's game right there.
I love bingo.
She's my old lady.
You're going to tell your wife not to play with Miggy, because Miggy's very competitive when it comes to bingo.
She's very competitive with
all of them. We're
going to bust out Yahtzee after we're done doing our podcast here. So I just thought that was interesting. I thought that would be kind of a fun way to wrap it up.
Yeah.
So
next week I'm going to test you. I want to see
next week. I'll do that.
With you.
We'll have some other special segments. We'll post what they're going to be on, Instagram or Twitter. I'm going to do this one. Boom. Unity and Pride Day, Framingham, Sunday, August 19th. Little, promo there. I don't know. I've got stuff going on. I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to be there. I think Miggy's going
to
be there.
I have
so
to be there.
So come on out. Support it. It's for the kids. 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Full day event. Sunday, August 19th in Framingham at the Mary Dennison Park.
I just found out that this is the same day of SummerSlam.
Hey, that's kind of like a party.
It is a party. So the thing is, like, what I'm trying to do is that I talked to, shout out to my homegirl Lottie and Sunny Spoons. Mm-hmm. I talked to Lottie about this. She's the one who told me to be a volunteer, so I had to sign up and be a volunteer and stuff like that. If you have nothing to do, I would love to see you to be a volunteer as well, because we would need the help. And also, we're going to have the podcast team of anything and everything. And I'm just missing the one missing link, and that would be you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And the princess... Her podcast will be coming soon enough, she's going to be there as well. So,
I want to come hang out with Ava. So
I'm actually pretty excited about that. So, and pretty much, I hope to see you guys. If you're in Framingham, come and spend some time with us.
Yep.
The podcast team is going to be out there that weekend. It's going to be a full event. It's going to be games for the kids, basketball tournament.
I'll tell you this much. I don't know how much time I'm going to have. I got a lot of other stuff going on right now.
I know you're busy.
But I'm going to come for at least a little bit so we can do a segment for our podcast.
Of course.
So
that'd be awesome.
I will be there for that for sure.
Because there's going to be a lot of wrestling fans. A lot of wrestling fans will be there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're going to talk to them all. So I need to. If you're a wrestling fan and you're in the area, come on out. We'll, as the date gets closer, we'll figure out the exact time that we'll be doing the Slamcast stuff. And you guys can come say hi on the show.
Of course. I really want to do that, you know, because I have to start pretty much, I have pretty much wanted to do this first because this is something that the kids look forward to it every year and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
No, where it's awesome.
Pretty much, I respect this very much because one day I would love to do the same thing too, you know, give back. And then pretty much, if I'm not giving back the way that these people are, that they've been doing it for years, and now I've been pretty much been a part of it already, you know what I mean? Because a lot of people know who I am and I've been podcasting now and pretty much all the people that I know, like, oh, you're going to be doing this, you're going to be doing that. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing this for with my co-host, and she's been a big support system. She's been pretty much busting her butt, you know, supporting them for this event and stuff like that. So I'm doing my two cents and doing the same thing, too. So I'm going to be a volunteer that day or a basketball coach. I don't know what holds for Miggy, but it's going to be a good day.
You better work on your three-pointers.
I can't shoot.
I can do. I can't do any of the dribbling. I can't shoot. I can make like a half court shot.
No, I'm not. No,
one in every 50 tries.
Like this. I'm like, it's either I can't shoot, or I can dribble, or I can dribble. I can't shoot. I don't got the skills that have these kids are gonna have.
Goodness.
And
gracious.
It's like, seriously, yeah, these kids.
And if I'm helping, if I do end up helping you, they're gonna be running
exactly. Oh, these kids have a lot of energy.
The Slamcast team is not gonna succeed at basketball.
No,
I can tell
not
you
at all.
That. They want to learn some football.
Different story.
Gym.
But
all right.
Yeah.
But
August 19th.
August 19th.
And
Mary Denison Park in
Framingham.
Framingham, Mass. So, yeah, that'll
and,
be fun.
And also, we're looking for pretty much volunteers, and we're also looking for any donations for this event.
Yep. We're working on getting that link up there for donations,
I mean?
Too.
So,
And then this weekend, you got your podcast.
I actually have on a funny note, if anybody follows my podcast of anything and everything, and they listen to my voice here, they know that Mr. Sunny Spoons did not show up on Sunday, but he made it up on Monday. So I actually have two episodes of episode 7. Before you guys hear episode 8 that we'll be recording on Sunday, make sure you stay tuned to episode 8, but listen to episode 7 and
7.5.
I had to do two episodes.
That's cool.
So, and then this week, I might be having some guests come through as well. And pretty much, I got a lot of good things I have to talk about this week. So it's going to be a good episode and good show.
Good stuff.
So
Can't wait to hear it.
And be on the lookout for the... also, I'm going to start promoting this too as well on this podcast. And the other one, my daughter, Princess Ava, is going to be having her own podcast pretty soon. It's going to be called Princess Pretty Stories. So be on the lookout for that as well.
I'm excited.
Yeah, it's going to be cool.
It's going to be cool.
I can't wait.
All right, so I hope everybody has a lovely week and a great weekend. And if you're in this area, stay cool. Still got some hot ones on the way.
Oh, my God, it's hot.
So,
it's hot. I love it.
I don't love it, but we'll see.
You know what's funny is that you got this big beard on your face and you wish it was wintertime. I have a beard. But I have to shave it when it's summertime because I get so hot. And you know what the sad part is? I found some grays in my beard.
I'm scared now. I don't even want to admit it on the air, but I pluck them. And if I can't get them, I employ my wife. There's like an emergency code. If I'm looking in the mirror and I find one, she's got to come running. It's an emergency.
Yo, I swear to God, I seen that the other day. I was like...
I might have to groom through after now.
Oh my God, I seen it and I was like... Don't worry, Kevin Nash.
I think I'm at two.
Kevin Nash, he even said it. It's for wisdom. So I'm going to use it as that.
Okay.
I just stay bald, have a gray beard, whatever.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Santa has a gray beard.
All right, enjoy your week, guys.
Yeah.
And be on the lookout
for
episode
8
of Anything and Everything.
Yeah.
And
we will be back next week. Catch you all later.
Peace.
So thank you, everybody, for tuning in. This is JP and Miggy. at Suplex Slamcast. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Suplex Slamcast and on Twitter at S Slamcast.
And that's all I got to say about that.